Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, and thank God for you. Our desire always is to give you the truth from a grassroots level, and all listeners to call in and share their biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. Amen. God bless you. The subject, as always, is God, dreams are God's voice. Dreams are God's voice. Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast. You said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank you, Father, for being with us, knowing that you're with us always. You said in your word, amen, you'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. And we thank you, oh God, because we know you are the word. You are the word, and there's no darkness in you at all. And we thank you for it. And we ask you to bless the listeners and the callers. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Amen. God, dreams versus God's voice. Dreams versus God's voice. Amen. And we are those of you that's, amen, coming in for the first time. We always give out the scriptures. Amen. And we give some background of the subject. But we need you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend to dial in to 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you desire, amen, to give comments, vision or dreams, amen, you can press 1 on your phone when we open up the studio. And we'll give you an area code and your last four digits. We'll give the area code and your last four digits. Amen. We thank God for you. If you want to visit our website, it's www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. O-R-G. Amen. We have to have you. You can scroll down. Amen. And you can click on Blog Talk. And you can go to Blog Talk. And you can always pick up many more programs that already have been recorded. Because all these broadcasts will be recorded. Some for Bible study. Or some for just regular entertainment. Or just for increasing your knowledge. To help inspire yourself. Amen, because Proverbs says that in Proverbs 27 and 17, that iron sharpened in iron, that a person will sharpen the conscience of his friend. Amen. So that's what we're coming together, amen, to help one another. Amen. And Proverbs always said that 24 and 6, it said the multitude of counselors, there is strength and safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. So when we come together and encourage one another and talk to one another, amen, many times you just come, just want to listen. Amen. We thank God for that. We just being in the studio. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now, again, for looking upon us. Amen. Those that are striving for answers through your Holy Spirit. Lord, those that are looking for direction, oh God, we ask you tonight, today, wherever they might listen to this broadcast, in Jesus the Christ we pray, give them their help today. Amen. We're going to start off right now with Ecclesiastes, and always stress the point, know what type Bible that you have. Amen. Know what type of Bible that you have, that you're trying to get the best translation. Amen. English translation. Amen. Whatever language you have, amen. Start off with this, a lot of the basic Bibles that's already in the mainstream. And if you want to graduate out to other type Bibles, because Christian, we are always researching. We are always studious. Paul told us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, need him not be ashamed. Amen. So you're always reaching and studying. Amen. There are some, one Bible is one complete Bible. Amen. And it has a King James Version, Amplified Version, American Standard, and New International Bible, all in one book, all wrapped up in one. Amen. You might find a Bible like that. Amen. A comparative study Bible. Comparative study Bible. Or you just might just have one Bible. Amen. King James, New International, and a Good News Bible. And whatever it is, start from there and you get you a good Bible that has the verses and it has the studies in the back. You can run references. Amen. Get you a good Bible dictionary. Amen. And a Bible encyclopedia. Amen. That you can run and run down words and follow. So you always study the Bible. You always study. Studying is different. Amen. And that's compared to reading. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible. But when you get down to really get technical and try to get a real deep understanding, then you have to break it down, amen, and go a little bit deeper to understand maybe words, some parables. Ecclesiastes said in the 12th chapter and the 13th verse, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen. And the 12th verse of the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, he said, further and further these things, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there's no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Much study. Amen. Yes, the children are those that are seeking for high understanding and degrees. Amen. It takes time. It's a work. It's a job. Amen. You might do a 3 or 4 verses and run it from Genesis to Revelation, and you might have accomplished your understanding on something. Amen. But there are some that might take 2 or 3 days or more. You can witness where you heard a song, someone's testimony, and one day or something, your understanding clicked. Amen. You had that revelation now. Amen. You have the rhema word. Amen. You read the Logos, but the rhema is right now. It's right now. Yes, you understand. Amen. Ecclesiastes 5, we're going to start here. Amen. Keep thy foot when thou goest in the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth, therefore let thy words be few. For a dream come through the multitude of business, and the fool's voice is known by multitudes of words. Amen. Dreams come, and that's where we are talking about dreams. Dreams come through a multitude of business. When you're very busy today, amen, you had a lot of things, you might use that terminology, had a lot on your plate. Amen. Let's define, amen, we're going to a 1 hour Bible dictionary, amen, Unger Bible Dictionary by Moody Press, amen, talking about dreams. We're going to define it here. Amen. It says that third significant aspect of dreams is that a dream is spiritual. It may become the means of a direct and special intercourse of God with man. The witness of conscience may make itself objective and expand within the dream life into a perceivable transaction between God and man. Amen. God warned Amalek. Amalek was getting ready to go with Sarah, and God warned him that was his man's wife in a dream. Lema, as in Genesis 31 and 24, and Genesis 20, Amalek, the king, in a dream. And the wife of Pilate warned her husband against being concerned of the death of the just man, just one, Jesus. Amen. So if you look up dreams, it says, though, thoughts and mental images experienced during sleep, often conveying the reversible message in the Bible literature. Amen. Thoughts and mental images. Amen. The Bible speaks of, amen, dreams. And it also said the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. Amen. Which is a part of the Godhead. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the church is under the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we want to break it down and how God speaks to man. Maybe God been reaching out to you. Amen. In the voice of God, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he said, where two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst. Matthew 18. He said, where two or three. So you hear a message, you have something on your conscience, or you have a dream about some direction that you've been asking God, amen, and he come to you and he give you a dream, amen. Then you got to analyze the dream, because the psalmist says, Ecclesiastes said, in the multitude of business, amen. You've been really busy, and you've been mental thoughts, amen, been stressed out all day long, and you're really cramming to get something done, and you lay down at night, or you take a nap, amen, and the body, remember, you're body, soul, and spirit. Remember now, you're more spiritual now and complicated, amen, because you have Christ in your life than you used to be. Amen. You're more spiritual now because you've been born again by the Spirit of God. Amen. So you have a situation. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we're dealing with, amen, outside pressures and issues, and you have to transform your mind. Amen. So it takes the Holy Spirit and God. Amen. Reading the Word of God, prayer, venting out to God through prayer. Amen. And releasing your spirit unto God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And clearing out things. Amen. Paul said that, John the Baptist said, amen, that I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen. So you draw nigh to God. James said, you start coming to God, God will come to you. And how is that? Through the Word of God, through prayer, through fellowship, for support. So your whole lifestyle now begin to slowly pass away. Paul was saying in Corinthians, he said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things becoming new. Amen. So passing means you're moving. You're moving through your old appetites. You're moving through your old wants and needs. Amen. So you're becoming more hunger and more hunger for spiritual things of God. Amen. Amen. So once you begin to identify say, okay, this is what I'm about now. Yes, yes, I'm about heaven. I'm about eternal life. Amen. You'll begin to hunger. And when you want to know what God says about this, what God says about that, what God says about through his word, through his son, Jesus Christ, should I do this and should I do that? Amen. Because Hebrews, amen, the 11th chapter says, amen, faith, amen, without faith is impossible to please him. So you are always pleasing God because faith is dependent on God. Amen. You lean not on your own understanding. You want to put God in the equation. Amen. You want to put him in the equation. Amen. So when God begins to, he'll work through you, he'll work with you. Amen. So all of a sudden you'll be understanding. Say, oh, I had a dream. I had a dream, and I had a dream. Amen. And you have to learn and say, well, let me analyze this dream. God don't want you, he doesn't break his commandments. He doesn't call you to hurt yourself. Amen. That you must have understanding. God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? He's not going to hurt you after he's going to save your life. Amen. He's trying to direct you into a clear path of things that goes on in the world and your life. Amen. The talents and skills you have. Amen. He wants to direct you to utilize in all those things. Amen. So God is for you. Amen. He's not against your success. He's not against you being prosperous, but he wants to direct you. And so if he give you a dream, and he's trying to communicate with you, he give you a dream, amen, you want to know some kind of scripture, some type of proof that it's him, amen, and you utilize that dream and begin to evaluate the dream. You begin to what? Search. Amen. You begin to seek. Matthew 7:7. Say, seek, knock, and ask, and listen. Amen. When two or three people begin to talk about things you have dreamed, and you're not telling anyone that you have dreamed this year for your life, or you ask God about something, and all of a sudden things start coming up, information, because God is a God of information. He's spiritual, and you are spiritual, and he's going to reach with your spiritual being. Amen. Like putting a cord into the signal, into the electrical box. You hook your cord up, your spiritual cord into the electrical box with God. Amen. Then you get the revelation. Oh, okay, this is what I must do. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Amen. Now, the voice of God, amen, St. John, the 10th chapter, the Lord, amen, he said, his sheep know his voice. It's like a strong conscience within you, amen. It rests on your spirit, amen. You can't push it away, and you get the understanding. Oh, this is you with all in you, amen. Once you become born again or accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, you begin to more understand the voice of God. He speaks through his word, through his Holy Spirit, amen, and through other people. And you can feel that relax. You feel that confidence. You feel freedom. And whatever you hear within you, so strong, amen, that you know God is speaking to you. And he can use audible voices. He can use, not voices, but voice. He can speak to you audibly. And you know it's him. So what we have here, we want to try to line up here. Working with, I got a vision. The Holy Spirit come in, Holy Spirit in your life, visions and dreams. Amen. Young men should see visions, old men dream dreams. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, he's want to direct you. He want to reach you. So all of this is about helping you. Dreams about helping you. The voice of God is about helping you. Amen. That's what we want to talk about. Amen. God reaching you. God reaching you. Amen. You have a part of him in you. When you accept him, amen, you might as a young babe in Christ, amen, you know, our children take more effort than others. And they're hungering for Christ, and they sometimes get off on the wrong feet, wrong direction, and the Lord might have to slowly work them back through visions and dreams and his voice. Amen. But as you begin to grow in Christ, it's different from people and places and things. God work with you on your own merits. Amen. So if you have a dream, let's talk about it. If you have a vision, we can talk about that also. We want to know the difference between a vision and a vision like an open dream. Vision is like an open dream. You woke. You're not asleep. Amen. You're walking around and you get a television show. A television show, about 5 seconds. Amen. I don't know how long God might need to show you something. Amen. But it's for your direction. It's for your power, for your foundation. And he will answer you. And when God answers you, amen, when he gives you an answer, a direction, and you know it's him, amen, it's to help you. It's not to belittle you. It's not to stop you. It's not to deter you. Amen. You fall in all those areas of disappointment, confusion. That's not God. That's not God. God is about life. He's about direction. He's about helping his children, helping his people. Amen. And you, amen. He's not going to do anything unrighteous. Amen. He's not going to do anything against his Ten Commandments. Amen. He's not going to do anything against you. When God tells you something, it's for you. And you dream something, amen, it's for your upbuilding, for your help. We can labor this and wrestle with what is good and what is not good, amen. But for the sake of time, amen, we will try to for you to go back and study. But most of all, God is love. God is love. And most of all, you have to understand, he died for you. And Jesus went to heaven. He's there now preparing for those that accepted him. Amen. But while we're here, you have to work. You have to take care of your family. Amen. You support your church. Amen. Talk to people about Christ. You want them to build the family of God. Amen. You're here. But he is about you. He is for you. Amen. If nobody else is for you, Jesus is for you. Amen. Paul was saying, amen, in the book of Romans, while we were yet in our sin, amen, Jesus died. Some of you have been, Jesus died 3,000 years ago. Some say more. Amen. But those are coming in now. The man can accept God tomorrow. Accept Jesus tonight. Accept him in your heart. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Amen. Lord, come in my life. Amen. Help me. Amen. Be a better person. I believe in you. Forgive me. Then you go find a church. Amen. A basic Bible-believing church. Be baptized in water. Amen. For the ceremony to wash away all your sin. A liquid ceremony. Amen. And that'll put you into heaven. But you still have to live it. You have to live it. You have to live it. You have to walk it out. And God is having you here. But now he's taking care of you. Amen. But we have to have directions down here. Direction down here. And that's where he moves at. He moves through people, visions, dreams, and his voice. Those are the graduation trophies, you might say, you're always striving for. Paul said in Romans 8, amen. Learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Once you become born again, and walking with God, you're no more flesh, but you're growing more and more to be a part of God's Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. 1 John 4:4. Amen. Those that are in Christ, Amen. Romans 8. Amen. We are led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8 and 4, 14, they are the sons of God. Amen. So, yes, you kind of complicated it a bit. Once you learn how and learn this new life that's in you, amen, they learn this new hunger that's in you, amen, and more that you begin to want to be, say, well, I want to pray, and I want to see what God has to say about it, amen. So when you begin to pray about it, amen, he might give you a vision, he might give you a dream, or, you know, like we were saying about the Spirit of God, a strong voice within you. Amen. Amen. Saying, dude, be positive. It's going to be positive. But it's about you. It's about anyone is about you is God. Anyone is about helping you is Jesus Christ, his son, through the church. If anybody, amen, anybody, underline this, circle it, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He died for you. He died for you. Amen. Because of love. Love is the most powerful in anything on this earth and the earth hereafter. Amen. God loves you. He loves you. Your friend can come to Christ and he's in sin and still accept the cross that he died on 3,000 years ago. The cross represents, amen, the suffering and the sacrifice God gave. God is a giver. He gave his life for you. And yes, you have to understand it. Yes. And that's why it's a free will. God created you in his likeness. Amen. He created you in his image. In the beginning of time, in the book of Genesis, amen, God created you. And he created Eve. He took Eve from man. And God didn't have to, he told man has so much wisdom and knowledge, and the man and the woman, God told them to name the animals. God told them to all of these things, management, amen, the water, the sky, the sea, amen. And you can see it advance more and more when you accept God in your life. You can have the patterns of this world, amen, the riches of this world, amen. And you can see God said, well, Jesus said, I'm going to pay a better place now because this world here is being decayed. Amen. There's fires and rumors of wars, earthquakes in divers places. Amen. But that doesn't stop. This is a way out through Jesus Christ, But this is the secret hidden direction of man in Christianity through God's Spirit. Through his word. That's why the enemy fight the church so. He fights the Bible so. Because once you catch on how God can lead you, regardless of what people say, regardless of what the world say, once you get this down pat, amen, reading God's word and praying to God, amen, and following his direction for us, worshiping, amen, and supporting God, you come into God. Amen. He began to open up your mind and your dreams and your visions. Amen. More powerful than any other being on earth. Amen. Whatever you can take, whatever you can understand, he'll give it unto you. But he won't go past, amen, your knowledge and your understanding. Amen. So we're talking here now. We're talking about dreams of God's voice. Dreams of God's voice. Amen. We're coming out some of the scriptures, but I'm quite sure we want to go to the studio. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend now. We're going to open up the studio, and we want to hear what you and you have to say. Amen. Everybody is not led to write the same way. Some of us have been in Christ a long time. Some of us just starting. Amen. And maybe you have a vision or a dream you want to share without being too technical. Amen. Too personal. Amen. If we can't answer it through all of us here in the studio, it's full. Amen. But maybe by and by, amen, at least you was able to share it. Amen. And that's where God worked. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, let my word be established. Let my word be established. And you want to, between the written word of God, amen, and the rhema word. Rhema word is a now, right now. Right now, revelation of what you have read. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. Those of you coming for the first time, open up the studio. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. When you push one on your phone, you don't have to turn your phone off. Just push one, and our technician will put you in, and we'll open up the studio, and we'd like to hear your comments or your questions or your prayer or your song, amen, about the subject. Amen. We will not mention your name unless you want to mention yourself. But and plus, we can't give you any credits or certificates for being on a study like this, or a meeting like this. Amen. But you, like Proverbs says 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We want to, Proverbs 24 and 6 says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. So you might express something, and maybe three or four of us can talk on it or give you a little word on it. Amen. And you just might need a little clarity on it. Amen. All right, we're in the studio. The lines are open. You can push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Those are in for the first time. Amen. We thank God for having you and you. We thank God for the many different area codes, as always. Amen. We thank God for many comments and for the remarks that we've heard. Amen. This is what God has given you to grow, and you can share it with others. Like we said before, you can go to the website, www.jciministries.org, and scroll down at the bottom of the page and click on Blog Talk Radio. And you can go into Blog Talk Radio from there, and you can visualize all the different subjects over the years and click on it and hear it. Amen. Any time of the day, 24 hours a day, amen, is for there for your learning and your inspiration. All right, we're talking about dreams and dreams. Oh, the voice of God. Oh, the voice of God. Maybe God has given you a dream about how you need to support your family or something you can do to help you. Amen. Many years. All right, we're at 954-4421. God bless you.
On broadcast. Good evening, Bishop. It's good to be on the broadcast. And
good to hear from you.
I'd like to thank you for the broadcast tonight. This subject, yeah, I find it kind of ironic. I was just a few nights ago, woke up from a dream, and it was spiritual, and the Holy Spirit told me, said, you know, your dreams are basically examples of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I stood up, and I started studying a little bit, and I said, yeah, I started thinking about it. And, you know, when you study the Word of God, when you begin to learn the heavenly language, you know, every culture has its own language, and so is the kingdom of God. So in order to know the language of the kingdom of God, you have to get into the Word. You have to study. You just can't dip in an hour or two on Sunday and learn the language, the heavenly language. You got to stay in the Word all week, you know, day in and day out. You got to open it up and read a little bit of it. And the more of that language you get in there, you'll be when that you start speaking that language. So now that you've got that language in you, now the Holy Spirit is only faithful. The Holy Spirit is faithful to remind you, to bring in remembrance, the Word of God. And only the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, is responsible to bring in your remembrance. So the more you study the word and get the word in you, now you can hear the Holy Spirit constantly reminding you of the word of God because you have it in you. But you got to have it in you. If you're not, if you don't have the language in you, then you will never hear him speaking to you. But because you have that word in you now, you can constantly hear him communicating to you, telling you to go this way, don't do that, stop, turn, whatever. You know, when Adam was in the garden, his mind was illuminated by the Spirit of God, and he didn't just see with his eyes. His spiritual clarity was there because it was the Spirit of God that was guiding him. And all the reasoning that came to him came because he was one with God, and God was giving him that clarity. When Satan tricked Adam and took that illumination, took that clarity away from him, it was tainted. Jesus came and rent the veil that kept us from having direct contact with God. And what Jesus did, when he did that, now that clarity from God, that illuminated clarity from God, was returned to us as believers because the Holy Spirit came. Now the Holy Spirit gives us that clarity. And because we as believers, the Holy Spirit is there to give us that clarity coming straight from the Word of God, we have clarity. So it's easy now for us to hear from the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, because, see, now we're back in on even plane again, where we're not depending upon our own intellect that came from the world perception. Now we're depending on our belief in God, that the Holy Spirit is faithful right. to our ways indrill in us, that we are not looking from a worldly point of view, we're looking from a kingdom perspective.
All right. All right. Very good. As always, thank God for you pushing us off here in this boat in the water. We're moving out. Amen. In the deep, deep territory. Amen. Right. Amen. We thank God for your comments as always. Amen. The lines are open. Go ahead.
Amen. No, I was just saying, just wanted that when I woke up, that's what the Holy Spirit told me, that dreams are examples of wisdom.
Yes, sir. All right, then. All right. Amen. We thank God. And we're going to hear some more comments. Amen. On visions and dreams and the voice of God. The voice of God. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. Here we're moving right along. Amen. So I'm going to give everybody a chance, if possibly. Amen. Those of you, amen, to examine. Amen. What you have, amen. You know more that's plain a natural man. Amen. You're more spiritual now. Amen. You are more complicated now until you begin to Paul say, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Amen. Educate your mind now in biblical things. That caller was saying in biblical knowledge. Amen. You're a better person now. Old things, amen, be washed away, amen. But you got to clean out your closet. I mean, we're getting ready and moving into different seasons of the world. Hey, the time changing and the seasons are changing, amen. Some things you just have to begin to bolt down, amen, or clean out maintenance, amen, or not only where you're dwelling, but sometime on your body. Amen. Cleaning out and restoring and restashing up food and different maintenance for the cars and for the homes. We're getting ready for the winter. Amen. And now, amen, some might be getting ready for the fall, monsoon, rainy seasons. Amen. All right. Then you can push one on your phone. Wherever you might be, if you want to come in, we don't want to cut you short on your comments, but we do have, we thank God for the studio. Amen. Those of you that are listening for the first time, and want to be a part of the conversation. If not, we thank God for you being here anyway. Amen. It's not a mistake that you're here. Amen. Because God always speaking. You're always speaking. Amen. And if you notice that sometimes you get very good inspirations and revelation when you're in the shower or early in the morning, because the world has quieted down a little bit. Amen. You need to get in a place, amen, you can shut off some of the outside world. And the shower is good for that. Amen. A bath, amen, where you can soak or shower, because it cuts off all outside voices and noise. And amen, you can get revelations on things in your prayer closet. Amen. Or either early in the morning. Amen. And God can speak to you. He's always speaking. God is always speaking. But can you hear him? Can you hear him with clarity? All right. All right. Press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Well, time is slipping away. Amen. And we want to hear from you and you and you. Amen. About a dream. About a dream. Amen. Those of you looking for God, looking for an answer from God, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Amen. You're doing the proper thing. Amen. We're prone to make some mistakes. We're prone to make some mistakes. But we do it in love. Amen. We're still human, but we're striving. We're striving, amen, to be perfect like Christ. Amen. We're striving, amen, and we're working hard at it. Amen. But that you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. Because Bible says in Romans 8, everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. If you love God with all your heart and mind, and you're striving, amen, to do the right thing, so you should seek him. Seek him, amen, until is definitely that's what you may have to make the step. Might be marriage, might be another career change, new location, investment, amen. It might not be this, it's a heavy decision making as that. Might be just something simple, maybe another pair of eyeglasses or shoes. A store, but that's seeking God. That's seeking God. Amen. That's seeking God. Amen. You get it so that everything you do, you want to seek God. And that's good. That's very good. Everything God made in the beginning of time, he made man, and man was good, very good. Amen. So there's nothing and it's thank God that Jesus came to the earth. Amen. Thank God he walked among us. So if anything outside of God's will, and his will is for you to walk upright, keep his commandments, and seek him. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We don't want to talk. It's your time to, you want to share, amen, a vision or a dream. We're at area code 305. 4271. God bless you. Area code 305. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
God bless
Hello?
You, Doug. We got you. Good. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm listening tonight. Amen. And it seemed to be a wonderful subject that we're talking about. You know, I was thinking about this dreaming thing, and it's a design that God put in men, all men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Animals, other kind don't dream. So as
all
you
right.
said in the opening, it's a dream come through a multitude of business. And that's for people, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful design is that as your mind records, you see, you're able to relax at night, you're able to rest at whatever time, and your mind replays your activity. And that's
right.
A great thing that God put only in people. Now that's for a multitude of your business. But now you notice that we don't talk like God. You see, we don't understand like God. We're the receivers. So when God wants to talk to us, He has great and untold abilities, unlimited. He can enter your dream and speak to you. And if He does that, Bishop, you see, you don't need to interpret it. See, because He is the great one. He can speak directly to you. He can speak your language, you see, and you understand that. Now, if you're dreaming on your accord or something you have doing, sometimes you have to tell somebody, or sometimes you have to look for interpretation. Sometimes you got to pray and ask, what is this? Give me understanding. But when God wants to lead you, amen, He designed this way in the first covenants, you know, with man. He designed that. But then Hebrews said he did away with the first to establish the second, because in the first there was a flaw in it. In other words, the enemy knows how to play our game. You see, he can get right in there with your dream when it's on your own abilities, your own activities. You see what I'm saying? But now, when just like Joseph, he entered Joseph's dream, you see, to lead him, so that there can't be no breakdown or no break in. When God, this is what I'm saying, when God is talking to you, can't don't be no break in on the conversation. You understand what I'm saying? So you was right when you said, and this is what we have to understand, when He filled you with the Holy Ghost, you see, there can't be no break in on your dreaming, you see. The devil is against Jesus only. That's what he tried to get us from. So we can't dream or no break in on our prayers, anything like that, because the Holy Ghost is a seal. He set a seal in us, and only He can comfort your soul. He can deliberate with you and add and take. You understand? And so this is what I'm looking at tonight, Bishop. We dream because it's a part of man. God gave us that ability. But when it comes down, when He comes down to leading and guiding us, amen, he got what? Himself there to lead. This is why Jesus said, "I never leave you nor forsake you." You see what I'm saying? Because we in ourselves can go wrong sometimes. But thank be to God, He promised you that I'm going to see about you. So this is what we're doing, because we're going to leave here. Our spirit, our souls, it's going to take off from this body one day. You see what I'm saying? And this is where we'll be separated from the body, you see, where this is where the activities are. But in your soul, God is cleansing us and preparing us, amen, building us up, growing us and bringing us into a perfect man, so that we can delight ourselves with him. Thank you, Bishop. That's what I was looking at tonight.
All right. Vision and dreams. Amen. Remember, when you were speaking at it, I thought about Samuel and Eli. I think it was Samuel and Eli. Amen. When God spoke to a young man and called his name three times.
Uh-huh.
He went back and told him, amen. So I experienced that myself.
Yeah.
Amen. God can but it's for you, like you said, it, when God want to get your attention, amen, nothing can stop it. No, nothing
that's
can
right.
intervene.
You know
that's
one little thing. One little thing, you said about dreams and, visions. See, this is what, when you get the Holy Ghost, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He'll show you, and then through the Spirit, you begin to have visions of it. You see how he started? This is an establishing the second. You see what I'm saying? When Peter saw the sheet come down from heaven? And all this stuff was in it? Well, this was a vision to him. You see what I'm saying? And God, you see how God talked with him and dealt with him? Then he said, I perceive, you see, that God is our no respect to person. So he has his way to deal with us. He know us before we was formed. He know the capacities that we are able to think or receive. This is why the Holy Ghost issues to us according to our several ability, he said. So this is what we got to look
Amen.
At. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So Amen. you can be sitting up, you see. You can be sitting up just thinking about the Lord, and he'll begin to show you, my God, what's going to happen the next hour. So I'm just saying,
all right.
He's our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. This is, amen, the Holy Spirit gave us a lot of revelation here. Amen. It's good to, amen, those of you, I remember when I was seeking an occupation of change, and the Lord spoke to me about being a private contractor. And I used to be many years ago, coming up as a young boy, amen, dealing with plants and lawns and different things. Amen. All the studies and different things that came out of it. Amen. Back in the gas show, I said, Lord, you know, this, that, and the other. And he said, go back and do this. I said, what? I did that as a boy. I was coming up as a boy doing something like that. So he works with you on your, like I say, on your several ability. And those of you who have many skills and many talents, amen, maybe you lay them to the side and God began to reach out through your skills and talents. He's going to tell you, to go and be an aircraft pilot. Amen. All you know is a bicycle, a car. He put nothing above your talent and your skills and your understanding. Amen. And he will work with you wherever you are. All right. All right. We can have another couple more callers here, because we always like to have prayer. Amen. Anyone else have a comment, a vision, or a dream? Amen. You would like to share with us on this subject. Amen. Some of you might be looking for a direction from God. All right, 954-4427.
Yes, Bishop, I was, when you're talking about dreams, you know, we go back to the great dreamer. We go back to Jacob. And he had a dream. He come up. He said, "What an awesome place this is!" The name that he saw angels ascending and descending, you know, from heaven. He said, "What an awesome place it is!" So, you know, dreams are a very important part of our spiritual walk with God, and that's when we're at our best when it comes to communicating and hearing from God, because God is directly pouring into us, and He gives us illustrations and. These illustrations are we able to get a visual of what God is trying to tell us, trying to show us in the future. And we come up from that with a whole new revelation that the world can never show us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. God bless you. We're talking about empowerment. I just got that revelation. We're talking about empowerment. You want to empower God. God empower his people. Amen. Yes, we have prophets. Amen. But God, all they can do is just talk. Amen. Give us, amen, of what God already told us. Amen. So don't overlook your dreams and don't overlook your visions and don't overlook, amen. If you know God speaking deep within, amen, you want to have someone that to come alongside and say, oh, yeah, that all that is give you confirmation. Amen. So we're talking about empowerment. Studying and reading and praying to God, that's empowerment. Oh, that's empowerment. Amen. You got your answer. Your answer is in Christ. Your answer is in Christ. You can empower yourself. Amen. All you have to do is draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. James said, draw nigh. I can draw nigh. Amen. You got to lay aside some personal things. And, amen. Get more intimate with him in prayer and conversation. Amen. The more you pick up your cell phone, then pick up prayer. You talk to your on the cell phone 24 hours a day, talk to God 48 hours a day. Amen. Put that scale. Amen. Put that scale more on the spiritual man that is in you. He that is in you is greater. Amen. You just need to empower him a little bit more. Feed him a little bit more. Amen. The word of God. Feed him more. Amen. The conversation to God. Express your interest and your sometimes just receiving. Like one of our callers was saying, amen, that we are receivers. We're talking to God. Amen. Many times we just need to come on into prayer and just wait and listen. Relax your spirit. Amen. Relax. All right. Maybe I can take one short caller because we need to have prayer. We need to have prayer. Amen. We need to talk to heaven. And the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. Area code 305-4271.
Lord, we are grateful for what we heard tonight. We thank you for this program. We thank you for those that are listening and those that are chiming in. We bless you for your favor today. Thank you for Bishop and all that you. We just thank you, Lord, for seeing about it. Well, we ask you, oh God, to ever speak to our hearts. And I'm asking tonight that you fill us again with your spirit. Renew the spirit that's within
yes.
us. That we hold on, and don't let go. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This thing is personal. God, you can do. Amen. 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Father God, when we feel that life is spiraling out of control, help us, Lord God, to open our spiritual eyes that we might see the reality of the truths that you want us to know, that you are our source, and that we not fear what man or this world may do to us, but you, Father God, are our source. And you will keep us always in your covering. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as always. Amen. You get the source. This is you. Amen. This is you. This is you. Nobody can shut you down or stop you. Amen. You can just pull away. Amen. Any time of day, at night, in the weekend, in the morning, there's no limit on prayer. There's no limit on study. There's no limit of meditation. Amen. Sometimes we can get our answer. We just pull away and just sort out things and reason. Amen. Isaiah 118, Lord said, come now, let us reason together. Amen. What would Jesus do about what I'm doing? What would Jesus say? Amen. What would he want? Amen. Let's hold that pathway until you get a clear path. Amen. Father, we thank you, as always, for your Holy Spirit touching and strengthening our brothers and our sisters. Oh, God, you got a lighthouse on the hill. Amen. And you make them examples. Amen. Increase them where they're weak and strengthen them. Oh, God, their finance, their body. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, oh, God, you have died for us all. And those that are accepting you for the first time, Lord, we agree for them. Amen. And, Lord, until next time, keep us. Amen. Keep us from the storm and the wind. And, Lord, when you come back, we're ready. We're ready. In Jesus Christ. Until next time, brethren. Amen. Call someone and tell someone that he still lives. He still lives, and he lives within you. God bless you. Thank you.